I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The United Nations Refugee Agency voiced concerns this week. Tanzania is sending refugees from northern Mozambique back into danger. Witnesses say at least 1,500 Mozambicans were returned this month, many of them women and young children. Claiming support from the Islamic State, terrorists have turned the region into a war zone. The Voice of the Martyrs Canada CEO Floyd Robel says,
now, Mozambique is primarily a Christian country, I believe. But the area that we're talking about is the province of Cabo Delgado, which is in the north, and that is predominantly Muslim.
Some believers lost everything when terrorists pillaged their village. Ask God to help his followers.
It seems that the government has no political will or ability to quell the insurgencies.
And the Middle East isn't seeing high COVID-19 numbers like India or Brazil, but neither is the end of the pandemic in sight. Vaccinations have been slow in most places. Middle Eastern Christians celebrated a second Easter under pandemic conditions, and Sat7 aired shows to encourage and guide viewers through Holy Week. Joe Willie tells us,
Jesus is our sacrifice, Jesus is our hope, is a series that began airing on Sat7 Arabic during Holy Week and ran through Western Easter. This series takes a viewer from the Old Testament through to Revelation. So you might say it's an overview of Christianity. What Sat7 wants to do is make sure people watching it will have an understanding of the Christian faith.
A Farsi program called The Way of the Cross explains the significance of Jesus' death in the biblical story. Pray Middle Eastern Christians will look to the cross and show this hope to their neighbors. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. MNN depends on you, our listener, for support to keep bringing you the news and helping you find your place in the story of the Great Commission. So would you consider joining us today? Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.